Well, welcome everyone, and we are on remote here from the Elcott Redeemery here in Big Sur, California. This the enclave that gave us Henry Miller. This the enclave. What are you looking at?
Margaret, are you going to give us the whole...
Yes, I am.
I told her she could, General, all right?
Yes, yes.
That is very important.
Thank you, Bud. Yes, it is important.
Yep, Henry Miller and also Anise Nin.
Yes, thank you very much, Robert. Anise Nin, I told you that I wanted to make it sound like I knew who she was. I didn't want you reminding me, even though I did want you to remind me. You understand?
Yeah.
So we have to do this again.
Okay, we're not doing anything again, Margaret. So Anise Nin, who else?
So you want me to look...
No, Margaret, no one wants to look make you... No one wants to look like an ass. Can we turn down the abdadab?
Yeah, but this is Abadab.
You guys are never going to... Thank you very much to our good friend there, whoever he is, Phil Collins. It's not Abadab, and it ain't Abdadab. It's Abacab. Abacab, okay?
Call me a cab.
You're a cab.
That's very funny. All right. Welcome to our show. So, Margaret, who else?
Well, Anise Nin is someone that I know about. Well, no, I don't know about, but I wanted Robert to remind me to say Anise Nin, but I wanted to sound like I knew.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So what did I do wrong?
What you did wrong was you said, and Anise Nin. I go, oh, yes, and Anise. So it sounded like you were reminding me.
And you wanted it to sound like you knew.
Yes, I knew out of the blue who the...
Do you do the...
All right, guys, stop, slow down. Welcome anyway here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Phil, I haven't even gotten that. Jack Kerouac, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, excuse me,
God damn!
Well, you know something? They serve a very, very rich gruel here at the Elcott Redeemery. I love their garlic gruel.
Yes, it is very tasty, not...
All right, well, it's how they eat. You know, these places, they have,
Moses, you got a little gas, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I do have a little gas. But you're not going to hear me belching on the air. Thank you.
Why does he get a round of applause for that?
Because he's not belching.
Well, I have very bad acid reflux. As a matter of fact, right now I'm feeling it. Oh.
Come on, Margaret, it's not that bad.
The garlic gruel.
Well?
Right, the garlic gruel is what they... You didn't have to eat that. They had all kinds of things.
But what they have, Mr. Henry?
What do you mean, what did they have, Mr. Henry? You saw the menu the same way as I did.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had
cheese. You and I had cheese sandwiches.
Yeah. So I didn't really,
You guys had cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, but we had cheese sandwiches with a small dab of mayo.
Yeah, and mustard.
Yeah.
Why aren't you guys a little bit more adventurous?
It scares me. The menu scares me, I tell you.
There's a lot on there, Henry, that's, of course, I had the venison, or I don't know what I had, the duck or the venison or some kind of wild game.
Yes, I do not approve of that. If Elcott is here to purify and to elevate mankind, why is he serving that?
Well, we're going to have to get him on here to answer those questions. The other thing we're going to do here today on our show, because we are remote, folks, from Big Sur, those of you who are watching us, and those of you that are listening to this, or if you listen to the audio cast, you can hear that there's an audio quality that is decidedly different, and that is because we are doing this from the our quarters here at the Elcott Redeemery in Big Sur, California. If you're watching on Phil TV in HD, you do see, and it's not exactly an HD picture, is it, Robert?
Well, no, not an HD picture, because they don't... That's not an... The podcast camera...
Yeah, yes. They know that.
Shut up, man. The podcast camera is not HD.
Yeah, it's not an HD podcast camera.
Well, then you can't really say...
No, we can't, Margaret. However...
Can I say something? Well, what got up your ass?
Margaret, would you let the guy finish? He's trying to say something.
What do you want to say, Margaret?
I wanted to point out that it was I that suggested the crackling fire in the backdrop to give the feel of a warmth... And a sort of warmth and a self-reliant enlightenment, you see. Forget it.
Well, just because I'm...
I don't like him looking at me eating a cheese sandwich.
Sorry. Bud, could you put that away?
No, I can't put it away because I'm very hungry.
I don't want you sitting there, Bud, eating a cheese sandwich staring at me.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny.
All right, Yeah, Bud, you eating that cheese sandwich, man, it is very disquieting.
No, what about me?
And you too. So why, again, tell me again why you guys are eating cheese sandwiches.
We don't want to eat none of the food because it's very weird.
A lot of food like the gruel and everything, and they have garlic garden, that weird garden.
Well, here at the Redeemer, yes, they do have their herb garden down the hill.
Well, that I thought that was lovely, and we did take a walking tour of the herb garden yesterday. Also, Phil was photographed in the spirit nest. And as you know...
All of that stuff leaves me cold. Boy, did that creep me out.
Well, General, where did you go while we were in the spirit nest?
I was going back to the restaurant to see if I could get a cold beer, if you want to know the honest answer.
All right. Well, yes, I was in the spirit nest, and it is in the spirit nest that one... sits in the spirit. Now, I don't know what it's for.
Well, what do you mean you don't know what it's for? I thought it was a very lovely gesture on the part of the Redeemery to have the spirit nest there.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks like a bird nest.
It does. It looks like a bird's nest, but it's the spirit nest, so...
Well, if you want to see Phil in the spirit nest, is it...
We'll have it. It's should be the photograph that's on the homepage today with the accompanying today's... show. But we will have Dr. Elcott in to explain the different foods.
Well, I think that the wild game he serves, along with, I did enjoy, now the venison chops were very delicious. But by the same token, I don't know if I'm all that much up on this vegetarian lasagna. You can take that stuff. Jeez, I wouldn't feed that to a cat.
Well, you know, cat gonna be a vegetarian.
Say that again?
There's no cat gonna be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
All right, well, I still wouldn't feed it. Well, then I wouldn't feed it to a cat because they're vegetarians.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
All right, so thank you very much for that.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense.
So Dr. Elcott will be with us. Dr. Elcott.
Phil, you went Dr. Elcott, baby. You know, Phil, you're very, very on edge. I know there was an awful lot going on this weekend.
Well, we had some technical difficulties. But I think we've ironed them out, and it's all good, man. Now, here's the thing that I want to say to everybody, and I attempted to say this to our backstage pass people during the pre-show, and that is that we have a series of, I guess you would say, travelogue video and film that we took, but we wanted to have it ready for upload today, and that's not quite the case. We will have it ready for upload by later on tonight, I think.
Why was that?
Because we had, you know, the uploading from the Elcott Redeemery here is very slow.
Yeah, but see, now the Wi-Fi here, real slow, man.
Well, you know something? They've got their minds on other things, Phil, besides Wi-Fi and upload. They have their minds on things here that have to do with the purification of the soul. And,
Well, you know, I don't know who that guy was. Who was that guy that... Ward Dickman?
No, not Ward Dickman.
My name's Dickman.
No, that guy was Dirkman or something. He was... standing outside the door while you and Elcott were conferring.
Yeah, that guy was real weird, and he was narrating a lot of the video today, over the weekend. The full moon, we had a super moon, you know, folks, all over the world it was a super moon. But here in Big Sur, the super moon was, well, super.
Did you get a shot of that?
We got video of it, but you know, it doesn't matter, because on video or in a photograph, people go out and take pictures of these supermoons, and then you have to enhance them to make them look like supermoons, because the real photograph itself, it don't look like no supermoon.
Well, that's great English, Phil.
Oh, Mike, it don't look like no supermoon. God almighty, Phil.
You know, Phil...
All right, never mind. I mean, it just doesn't look like a super... Here comes Dr. Elcott.
Hey, Dr. Elcott!
Good evening. Hello. Go ahead and sit down, Ed.
Thank you. How are you enjoying yourselves? Well, we're enjoying ourselves very well, Dr. Elcott. General Shaw wanted to ask about the food.
Yeah, the food. Now, the venison.
Well, if I could, I'll let you know in small detail, because I knew you'd be asking me about the venison. First of all, how are you, Margaret?
I'm very good, Dr. Elcott. Thank you for the early morning yogana.
Now, yogana is a different discipline from yoga.
Yes, I went to yogana with Lauren, Phil's lady. And the two of us had a very delightful conversation about stretching, and I was trying to show Lauren how to stretch the ankle well behind the head and then cross your ankles.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, I'm just...
Okay. This is what you have to resist, Margaret, if you don't mind me.
Please don't give me this lecture here on the air.
No, I told you and Lauren this earlier, and I'll tell you again. Don't go out in front of a bunch of yoganas and crossing your ankles behind your ears and doing all of that nonsense, because it makes them feel inferior. It makes them feel, in some instances, superior.
Well, I wouldn't want to comment on any of that, nor would I want my wife doing it. But my question is,
Yeah, the wild game!
Yeah, I had the garlic gruel, but then we had cheese sandwiches.
I'm aware of the fact that you had the cheese sandwiches, Bud and Robert. I'm frightened for you. and that you do not have the more adventurous spirit, you know, Phil?
Well, what are they supposed to be doing? I mean, this food that you serve here, first of all, you do have the wild game. Why?
The wild game is simply traditional. We are looking at the hunting habits of the native peoples, and we are trying to respect that it was through hunting of game that the native peoples sustained themselves and their spiritual connection to the great spirit, the spirituality that they have, which is the less great spirit or the little spirit, and they connected themselves to the big spirit. If you will, they had the juvenile spirit or the pre-adolescent spirit connecting themselves to the adolescent and adult spirit. This is how the native people...
Yes, but what has that got to do with...
No, hold on, I'm going to finish what I'm saying, if you don't mind.
Not at all, but do you want to get to it?
Yeah, I'll get to it, all right. Gentlemen, please.
You know, Dr. Elcott, I can understand the general being an individual who is of short temper, but you...
I'm not of short temper at all. It's just that General Shaw, in the parlance, perhaps General Shaw of your people... is asking for it, you know.
Oh, am I asking for it? And
I thought that you were very rude this weekend, as I tried to explain, and people were using cell phones.
All right, well, let me jump in here.
People were... No,
let me jump in. We went over to one of those runoff areas that you call it.
Phil, this is what I mean. You don't say one of those runoff areas. It is the warm, cylindrical metal tub that siphons spirit.
Right. So we were over there a couple of days ago, and I believe Dean Wheeler showed up, who will also be with us.
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler's here, too.
Yeah. And who invited him again?
Let's not have this conversation again, all right?
Who invited him again?
I did.
See? Okay, Dr. Elcott, but he was invited, and then you were wrestling everyone's cell phone away from them.
Yeah, I thought that was very weird.
I took away the cell phones because I don't want people photographing the sacred grounds and getting the shot of, you know, I don't need this publicized, all right?
Well, you'll be unhappy to know then that I've got a whole hour of video.
Well, you got permission, I understand.
I got permission from you, yes. But I had that video camera going the whole time.
All right, well, I'll take my chances, Phil, because we do need the promotion. I'm talking about him, and her. No way.
I don't like being pointed to and...
I'm sorry. Dr. Elcott, for a trip here to a Redeemery where the spiritual life is to be celebrated, this sure is getting contentious.
I agree with you, Phil, and I apologize, everyone, but I've had a very difficult morning. The Yogana did not go well. Then I went over and I talked to Dirkman... who, as you know, Phil, was narrating some of that.
And I mentioned him. All right. Well, he'd been lurking outside my door. He's done that four nights running, and he wears sunglasses. And I don't like seeing a man who hasn't shaved wearing sunglasses, aviator sunglasses, at 4 o'clock in the morning while it's dark. I don't like him lurking outside my door and then popping up and going, hey, man, hey, wow, hey, man, you know.
Well, I know how you feel about that. I've never liked those creeps.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, let's take a break and just, we'll be right back here with our good close personal friend, Ed Elcott. Dr. Elcott joining us here. We are his guests at the Elcott Redeemery here in Big Sur, California. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. This is Dr. Ed Elcott reminding you that you can be a part of our wonderful Redeemery experiment by coming... Why, there's Lauren right now. I saw her during Yogana as she locked both heels.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry. Anyway, please come to Elcott, the next step, here, our Redeemery in Big Sur. And while you're here, buy a T-shirt, a hat, buy balloons, anything with my name on it, I don't care. In fact, I'm starting a cab company in San Francisco in time for the Sketch Fest, Elcott, the next step, cabs, or Uber.
Oh, I love this song, dude. Nothing's going to change the life.
Oh, that's not what it says.
Well, it says that to me.
Yes, a BSP, Backstage Pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, will get you all of the audio and video that you would ever want. For instance, if you have an all-access Backstage Pass, you'll be able to see all of our home movies from our trip here to the Elcott Redeemery in Big Sur, California. All you have to do is click on wherever it says click to get the subscription and just, well, you know the rest.
That's right, world-famous Phil Henry Show, Backstage Pass. It's bitchin'. It really is. Shut up, man. You shut up. It's bitchin' as hell.
All right. So you two idiots just... I was very offended by that, Mr. Dickman and Mr. Leonard. The fact that you two clowns had only the cheese sandwiches, boy, that hurts. It hurts me very deeply.
Well, you understand that young people, even these young men, they're very suspicious.
I know they're suspicious of food.
I'm not suspicious of food, but I want to have it good. I want to get it good and have it cooked up good.
Yeah, I got to cook it up good.
Uh-huh. Well, next time you're here, bud, we'll try and cook it up good.
Shit.
Why are you laughing, Phil? No, there's no reason. I just enjoying myself.
Oh, my God, Phil just went, I'm just enjoying myself. God, if that didn't sound like someone goosed you with...
All right. Dean Wheeler has been a big part of our show.
You call it being a big part of the show, having him wreck it every time he's on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Dean, come on in here. You know, I don't need it. I don't want it.
Well, Dean...
General, you know...
I'm telling you right now, when he was over there in that tub, and I was trying to get a good soak in, and he's over complaining, he's the one that triggered the whole Elcott mess.
Dean, come on in here.
No, I did not, and I don't really appreciate all of you saying the things you're saying.
I haven't said anything, Dean.
Yeah, I haven't said nothing yet.
Well, I was not yet, no. I was over there in the, I believe it was near the Billy Trail tub, correct?
It's the tub near Billy's Trail, yeah.
All right. And I made the comment, who's Billy Trail? And that's when Dr. Elcott said, no, it's Billy's Trail. And I said, well, take the R out of that, and you've got yourself most likely a visit from the Vice Squad. And he didn't think that was funny, and I said, oh, boy. So I went and I sat down, and I started thumbing through my paperback. He noticed that it was a old paperback that had to do...
See, this is the thing about you, Wheeler. There's something really off about you.
All right, Dean, the problem was you were there.
Well, there's no problem, Phil. Dean, yes, you were there, and then you sat down, and you had this old dog-eared paperback from the 50s having to do with some sort of...
Yeah, it said lesbian school.
Oh, God.
No, wait. You come over here to the Elcott Redeemery. You sit down in the man's tub... All right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a big, big break he gave me. I could be at home in Mill Valley, and I could be there at the Holistic Center, you know.
Yeah, what? Getting talked to by traveling squirrels? I don't think so.
Shut your mouth.
Well, hey.
Hold on, guys. I don't want to break up. I got to break up fights here at the Redeemery. Go ahead.
I was sitting in the tub minding my own business. Dr. Elcott got in. He's wearing those Speedos. That makes me nervous, but that's all right.
Why is that? Dr. Elcott?
No, I'm just asking the man, that's all.
Why is that? It's very unusual for a man your age to be wearing the Speedo. And I'm... You know, I'm going to get up in a minute because I get the feeling everyone thinks this is a joke.
I can tell you right now, I think it's a joke.
I can tell you I don't think it's a joke. Hold on. So go ahead.
I don't like a man of his years wearing the Speedo and it's sucked into every crevice...
Yeah.
So I said to him, is that Billy's Trail or is that Billy Trail or Billy's Trail? He said, it's Billy's Trail. And I said, well, if you take the R out of it.
Yes, he said, take the R out of it.
Let me tell it, please. And I said, if you take the R out of it, you got a visit from the Vice Squad. He did not laugh. No one else did. I said, okay. And I could have said the F word. Do you understand how childish all of this is?
Excuse me. Go ahead.
I could have, you know, used the F word. I got out of the pool, and I got my paperback out of my burlap satchel, and I started thumbing through it. And
what was the hat you put on?
The hat I put on is called a sun beanie. It keeps the waves from infiltrating. That's all. Okay? Now, I know it's unusual.
You come to my Redeemery, you wear your sun beanie, which I don't think has been approved by the Elcott people.
I don't care. Why do I give two hoots and a holler what you people approve of? I wear a sun beanie because at the Northern California Holistic Center, we feel it's the right thing to do. Okay? God.
I just felt... All right. We have a couple of things happening here. One of them is that this sun beanie...
Phil, I've looked into the sun beanie, and the sun beanie is, in fact, a copyright...
What are you people... Who cares about the sun beanie? The thing I want to know about is why this guy had a paperback about lesbian sex. Shit.
All right. We have to take a break because everybody's laughing.
Yeah, everyone's laughing except Dean and me. I don't think it's funny at all.
I don't think it's funny either, Mr. Henry. And I think something ought to be done about it.
Well, I'm not laughing, I can assure you. I don't want that sitting at my pool.
That? You're looking at me and...
Oh, man. All right, wait, guys. You know, every time on this show things get out of... get contentious, there's always the risk of there being a fist fight. I don't want that on this show, if you don't mind. And so we'll take a break here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What the hell is this?
Oh, my God, it's Camelot. Oh, it was, oh, if ever I would leave you. Can we hear that again, Phil?
No, we cannot. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
No, I see. Instead, I got to hear Hoodie Allen. God damn.
All right. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Be right back. Yeah, I'm Dean Wheeler, and I want you all to remember that you can hear me in the archives of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All you have to do is go into the archives, and you have to have a backstage pass. If you have a backstage pass, you see all the wonderful video as well as hear all the wonderful audio, and you'll be able to see the video home movies that Phil has taken here at the Elcott Redeemery, which I wouldn't... You know, if you want to look at those, good for you. I tell you, I'd rather go blind. I'd rather look into the sun during an eclipse. I'ma take your girl to Mortal Kombat, finish her.
But when it's done and the party shuts down... So you're laughing at that.
No, I'm... Okay, that's none of your business. It's nothing... All right, so anyway, folks, Dean Wheeler and Dr. Elcott and Steve Bozell and Bobby Dooley, all of the greats on the Phil Henry Show website in our 20,000-hour-plus archives. Get a backstage pass today, yeah.
Yeah, this sucks. This Hoodie Allen blows.
All right, so Hoodie Allen blows. That's the official proclamation here. I don't think I understand who Hoodie Allen is.
Well, Dr. Elcott, Hoodie Allen is a hop artist.
Oh, you mean the hip-hop?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I see. Let's get back to... I understand. Thank you very much. I want to get back to Dean Wheeler. I don't believe that I... Excuse me, I'm belching too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. The garlic gruel you serve here, although delicious, does have the effect of pushing back up through the colon, you know?
Through the colon?
Yes. Oh, God.
All right. Sorry about that, Margaret. Is there... Margaret, I suggest you have a cleansing. We can get you in early tomorrow morning.
Well, I think we're leaving, right, Phil?
Yeah, we're leaving... we're leaving right after the podcast here, so... Well, I tell you, if you're ever back, we can get you in for a purge and a cleanse. And what we use is a very special kind of... it's like a pipe cleaner.
Oh, I've seen it, yes.
But it's made of goose feather. So I think you'll...
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just... the idea of me giving you a cleansing...
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm just joking around. All right, now that we've overstepped those bounds...
Yeah, I don't think I want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, come on, I was...
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Pain in the ass.
How about that, Elcott? Yeah, see? I knew that... that guy, I'm telling you...
Let's not talk. I think he's just under a lot of stress.
Well, what stress is that clown under? You know something? I don't like Dean Wheeler's excuse for bringing a lesbian paperback... to the pool, but that guy has got to go.
Margaret, we are here, and we are, you know, enjoying his hospitality, so let's be, I think, a little bit more accepting of that. Now, I realize what he just said to you about giving you a cleansing with goose feathers.
Well, that's part of what they do here.
Yes, but they don't have to like it.
Well, he was laughing. I don't think he was leering.
Well, that's a good point. I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott.
That's all right. So...
Yeah, you know, this place is giving me the creeps. Can I sit in a car?
No, you may not. Just stay there. Dean Wheeler is joining us. Can I have a slug of water, folks?
Well, we'll have to go to break, Mr. Henry. Otherwise, it'll be dead air if you do that.
Yeah, okay, man. Go ahead and go to it. We'll be right back while I take a slug of water. Jesus.
And this, then, is Alter Bridge with Addicted to Pain.
All right, thank you very much. I just took a slug of water. We're here at the Redeemery in Big Sur, California. This is the Dr. Ed Elcott Redeemery. And, oh, my God, the fire's going out behind us. We're going to have to get that fire cranked up. You can just, if Effervescence is here, maybe just toss a log in there, doll. Thank you, Effervescence. There she goes, sweet little thing. And,
I had such a great time, Effervescence and I, this morning at the Yogana, which is the Elcott version of yoga.
Yeah, yes, yes. What about it, other than the fact they teach you how to cross your ankles behind your head?
How dare you?
Well, isn't that what they do?
Yes, but they don't teach us that. We have to know that to qualify.
I see. Effervescence has just put in another log, and we will see our fire kick into high gear here at the Redeemer. It's very beautiful here, there's no question. And what I wanted to do, Dean, let's finish this up and then we'll show to folks a taste of what they can see in clear, beautiful HD if they have an all-access back pass. And these are our travelogue photos here of the Redeemery. Dean, tell me about what happened this afternoon. Dr. Elcott, if you don't mind.
I'm simply going to monitor to make sure he's not lying through his teeth.
You know, see, that's what I... We don't need that, all right?
That's what offends me. It offends me, you know?
Well, I'm offended if you lie.
I'm not going... Tell me if I say anything that isn't true, I'll be more than happy to retract it. The other thing I want to say, Phil, is if people want to spend money looking at this place... Well, okay, or for free, I say for free, it does cost to spend the night, they can come up to the Mann Resort or the Wheeler Resort or to the Northern California Holistic Center, partake of our native tribal drumming, have our morning yoga classes on the cliff. We have our Excelsior class, our lift class. We have one that is called the Lift and Learn, and then there's Lift and Live, and this is to help the ladies firm the buttocks. Excuse me. Oh, my God, I'm eating Elcott's food.
Right there. That's what I resent.
Tell me that other people haven't gotten gas.
Well,
all right. So if you want to see something, and I mean really see something, come on up here to, not up here, but mentally that's where I am. I'm actually here at the...
you know what? I get out of here.
I beg your pardon.
I said to get out.
What?
You just threw him out.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit and listen to him. Excuse me for saying this, because I am at peace and I am unified and whole, but I'm not going to sit and listen to him shit all over my business.
You're coughing.
Yes, I'm coughing. You know, that's the first honest statement I think you've made.
No, that was not. It was honest, but it was unnecessarily harsh. Well, then why did you say it that way?
Because he pisses me off. Do you understand?
Okay.
I'm not listening to Wheeler continually shit all over me.
All right, folks. Dr. Ed Elcott is now, he has walked off with his hands behind his back. He's looking at the ground as he's pacing very slowly. It looks like a monk. Looks like a monk meditating, but in fact, he's probably thinking about tearing the head off a bat.
That's right.
All right. So we have here the home movies that we took, and I'll put them up there to the camera. And Margaret, maybe what you can do is give us a little narration, huh?
Well, yes. This is on the way up to Big Sur, Phil, and Lauren, or as she is known here at the Redeemery, Effervescence. Lauren is she's an initiate priestess here with Elcott, the Next Step. Phil does not approve, but that's tough crap. Lauren and I, and women like us, we don't take our cue from men.
Well,
No. We don't take our cue from men. So you can see Phil very badly. Phil, hold it.
Phil, why don't you just hold the damn thing?
Sorry.
Yes, this is when Phil and Lauren were, they'd stopped the car and they were looking at the surf there near Big Sur. Very lovely.
It was. In fact, I made a jackass out of myself. I thought that those were otters down there. I don't know if you can see them, but they were not otters so much as they were human beings.
Yeah, they were not otters so much as they were human beings. Good one.
Well, I mean, I just couldn't tell. I wish there was a better way for me to hold this camera.
You want me to hold it, Mr. Henry?
Well, yeah, go ahead, bud. Thank you. Well, there. You can sort of make out the form of some surfers, but that's in a cove just below Big Sur where we stopped. Very beautiful. And we do narrate. Now, one of the things, let me just take this, bud, thank you. One of the things, folks, that you will get when you watch these online at philhenryshow.com is You'll be able to see these in all of their HD glory, you know.
Yeah, in other words, they're going to look really good and not look they're squirrely.
Well, they look squirrely right now because Henry can't hold them still.
Well, yeah, because I'm holding my camera up to the phone, but I'm holding my phone up to the camera, I should say. But this was a beautiful little cove that we found, and we stopped there. I think Effervescence was redoing her scarf or something, I don't know what. And then we took off, and the next shot you will see, I think we will be in the Redeemery. You are seeing where we are right now. You can see a little bit of the Redeemery behind me here as we broadcast here from the Elcott Redeemery in Big Sur, California. But this is just a very, very small section of it. The other night you saw a little bit of it as we were doing our chat.
Yes, I would not say that what you're seeing tonight or what you're seeing with the other is does it justice. It is a very beautiful place. They do have the tin tubs that you sit in and cook. Jeez. You know, I feel like I'm a what do you call it?
Well, you feel like you're boiling like a bird.
Yeah.
Speaking of birds, which, no, you don't. Come on.
You kind of do, Mr. Henry, because it's so hot.
That was good.
Yeah, I thought it was very refreshing. And by the way, you'll see on our little videos, we caught pictures of deer that were right behind our little hut, our Elcott hut that, you know, Effervescence and I were staying in. And then you'll see shots of wild turkey. Well, I don't know if we got the turkey or not, but we sure as hell got shots of a lot of deer. How about that, General, huh?
Well, I think it's very lovely, the nature that you see and all the deer and everything like that.
Don't you go deer hunting, General?
No, I do not. I spent enough time in the Army shooting at things, yes. Yes, and even killing things. I don't need to be doing that anymore.
No, I think it'd be fun.
I like to go kill me a deer just to say I done did it.
You kill a deer if I find out you kill a deer. You die, bud, the same way you killed that deer.
With a bow and arrow?
If necessary, yes. Because I'll tell you something else. When my father was out of work when I was in high school, not only did I learn how to play Calliope, but I became very proficient in archery, hunting for food. Oh, you thought I was doing it for sport, right?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I became proficient in archery, hunting for squirrel, for bat, anything I could feed the family with.
For bat? What the hell are you talking about?
Yes, for bat.
You went out hunting for bat?
I went out hunting for it. I never caught any. And then my father got a job, and we had money again. So it was hit and miss.
Okay. So...
Well, what's wrong with you? So you're backing away from the topic like it frightens you?
Yes, it does. It frightens me, Margaret. The idea that you took Calliope lessons and the fact that you went out and shot at bat with a bow and arrow, as well as squirrel, really freaks me out. Now, getting back to our home movies.
Yes, yes, yes. Do your home movies.
All right. Here is, as I mentioned, this is a cove just beneath Big Sur. I'm sorry for the blur, folks, but there, I'll just back it up. And again, you see what I thought were otters were actually surfers, so that's kind of silly of me, but hey, they were out there, and they was surfing, man. The next shot you see will be from, here we are in the Redeemer. That's me in our first Redeemery hut, and you see...
Boy, you don't look well at all, man.
No, I don't. I didn't look... When we first arrived here, I was pale and just messed up looking. I probably don't look that much better, but that was in our hut there, the first hut we had. And I'm smiling at Effervescence because she's walking around nude. I mean, she was walking around lighting candles or something. So that is the just a taste of that, folks. We should have that online for you, as I say, today sometime. And you'll be able to see all of that. We do thank Dr. Elcott for allowing us to photograph here. But he was pissed off the whole time because he didn't dig the... he wasn't digging on everybody else taking pictures and shit. I got to tell you, I hope that the levels are good with this.
Yeah, I'm going to find out, Mr. Henry, because a lot of people are pissed off about the levels and everything.
What do you mean they're pissed off?
How about when we do these remotes?
Well, I don't know, man. You know, I don't... there's nobody here giving me the heads up on this shit, so we'll do the very, very best that we can do with what we done got, man. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Going to be right back here, folks. Be right back here with more on this, our remote broadcast from Big Sur, California, here on this 31st day of August. Tomorrow is my birthday. I wonder if I should take tomorrow off, you know?
Well, if it's your birthday tomorrow, that's the day you should have taken off.
We'll see.
This is General Galen Shaw reminding you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's never a bad time to give us a rating or review on iTunes. That's right. A rating and review on iTunes will do all of us a world of good, especially you. This is General Galen Shaw reporting.
So get yourself over to iTunes, give us a rating and review, and also check us out on YouTube. That's the Real Bud Dickman. That's the Real Bud Dickman channel on YouTube, youtube.com/RealBudDickman.
Oh, this is that Marissa Brink, and that In This Moment. She is something else, isn't she?
She is. I think Marissa Brink will probably at some point become a big crossover star, don't you think?
What do you mean?
I think she'll probably become what Gwen Stefani could never be, and that is like a popular, well, I better not say.
Yeah, you want to watch it, Henry, because you don't know who's listening to this little podcast of yours. There may be important people who would put you on a stick and roast you like a marshmallow. I'm General Galen Shaw.
All right, man, that was very, very frightening and threatening. All right, so Dean Wheeler was with us, as well as Professor Ed Elcott was with us. So that was, or I should say Dr. Ed Elcott was with us here this weekend. And so that was edifying. The other thing that I think was probably, for me, the most enjoyable aspect of all of this was just walking the grounds and seeing the nature, you know, Margaret?
Well, yes, we walked and we saw the herb garden. I saw the wild turkeys. Phil got into the spirit nest. He and Effervescent took the walk down Billy's Trail, the aforementioned Billy's Trail by Dean that turned into a filthy joke, which I'm so bitterly disappointed about because I think we could have...
You know, there's no reason to turn that into a filthy animal right, you know?
That was funny.
No, it's not funny.
Anyway, they went down Billy's Trail and then came back, and I thought that the marvelous... dishes that they prepared from the herb garden. The herbal lasagna was a piece de resistance, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
That's French, Phil.
Jesus, Margaret, I've never heard it pronounced like that.
Well, you've heard it now. They also had the Vanduvian chicken.
What's that?
Vanduvian chicken is from India. It's the chicken is not from India, bud, all right? It is prepared as if it...
Like it was in India.
Yes, it's prepared as if it were in India, but it's not. It's prepared here. But they pretend like, I don't know.
Well, they don't pretend they're in India.
It's an Indian recipe.
Yes, right there. It's an Indian recipe. That was delicious. And then, of course, I kept trying to get Phil away from the bar where he was doing these double tequilas, something called the Sandia cocktail, which I was...
Margaret, it wasn't like I was spending my life at the bar.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, whatever you say.
Phil, this is Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott, no, I have to go with Margaret. I wish to Christ you'd gotten less time at the bar and more time in and our Yoganda classes or the effluvient seminars. But instead, there you were at that bar just glug, 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 glug. Ah, glug, glug. That's all I heard.
Yeah, try to get him away from there.
It's very sad.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, by the way, that Sandia, what was that effervescence? What was that cocktail called? Sandia. Oh, Christ, it was good. It was made with watermelon, jalapeno, vodka, or tequila, and lime, and salt. But,
What I will say, I thought it was quite inventive to put the jalapeno peppers into the tequila.
Oh, God, it was great. They put jalapeno peppers into some Corello, I forget the name of this tequila. It wouldn't have been worth, it wouldn't have been worth wiping your anus with. Otherwise, but...
How dare you?
No, come on. I'm just kidding around, Doctor. It was very good tequila, I guess. But anyway, they took jalapeno peppers and dropped them into that. And then this bartender, Sergio, is it?
Yeah, Sergio's been with us for a long time. He's a wonderful man. He knows a great many tricks with the cocktails. Were it not for Sergio, I might still be married. But the booze that he... Well,
you don't really want to go there, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're blaming the bartender here for the breakup of your marriage.
God damn you.
I'm sorry, I can't... I'm sorry I'm laughing.
Yeah, you go ahead and you laugh, funny man.
Well...
So funny, Mr. Henry.
The guy's blaming the bartender at his own ashram for the breakup of his marriage because of the booze, the cocktails he mixes? Come on, Dr. Elcott.
Forget it. You know, you've got to have a sense of humor about these things, Ed.
Oh, it's Ed, is it? Ed? Not Dr. Elcott, huh?
Okay, Dr. Elcott.
Thank you.
Oh, he's going to be all pissed off.
Well, Phil, that was uncalled for. Ed Elcott, as you all know, was very happily married. Then he met Gloria Grover, and it became a very animal attraction. It was instinctual, yes. It was almost as if it was right out of the, well, I will say it, almost right out of the glands, you know, the anal glands.
All right, Margaret, we have with us Gloria Grover, as a matter of fact.
Well, don't push me away from the microphone when I'm making a very good point, you know.
Hello, everyone.
Gloria, just calm down.
I want to say, I think Margaret was right. Ed and I have had a wonderful, you know...
Well, are you still seeing Ed?
That's none of your business.
All right, I didn't want you to speak too much, Gloria, because it could get ugly, because I know Ed is right now, you know, he's in negotiations over his divorce.
Well, I've told Ed that don't let that cow... Well,
oh, my God.
Yeah, Gloria, just back it off. What does Larry think?
Well, do I care?
Good point.
You know, Larry is your son.
Yes, Larry is my son. I love Larry. He's got nothing to say about Ed and I. Where Ed and I go, let no man put us under. Boy, you're laughing it up today.
I know I am. I'm sorry.
What are you? Why did you laugh? You're laughing at Dr. Elcott. You're laughing at Gloria Grover. She's almost a priesterly.
I understand. I don't mean any disrespect, Gloria. It's just that when you say, where Ed and I go, let no man put us under, it sounds like you guys go to some pretty extreme places.
I think that's a very correct assumption. We do get extreme, and we get loud. But I will tell you this, I love him with all my heart. And I was over at Uganda this morning with Effervescence and with Margaret.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did. Well, I don't want to say.
Okay. Let's just forget about the ankles being crossed behind the head. Not in the way I'm hearing it.
Okay. That's very good, Gloria. I'm glad you began mumbling there.
Well, I'm having a hard time breathing. Oh, that's better.
Maybe you need some of that garlic gruel.
Maybe I need one of those Sandia cocktails. I'm going to go over and get one.
Go over there. His name is Sergio. He makes a great drink. It's a goddamn, that thing was good. Really good. But I also had, but that tequila that they put the...
Put the tequila, the jalapeno pepper in there, Mr. Henry?
Yes, they put jalapeno peppers into the tequila. And then Effervescence, didn't they say that they cured it for a couple of months? Oh, my God. So if I go home and do that, I'll have to wait 2 months before I can use it? Oh, okay. I guess good things are worth waiting for. It's delicious, absolutely delicious. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We are remote here from the absolutely beautiful Big Sur coast of California here from the Elcott, the Next Step Redeemery. We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, broadcasting live from the Big Sur coast in Northern California. I'm General Galen Shaw. And let me just say that if you want to get on our email list, then you had better, as we say in the Army, shag ass, because there isn't a whole hell of a lot of time left to get on our email list and get all the good stuff that we've got to say to you and the good stuff we've got to do to you before the end of the year. Get your ass in gear, shag ass, and get on our email list pronto.
Sir!
This is General Galen Shaw. Don't look at me like that.
Thank you, General.
You got it.
Yeah, getting on our email list means you're going to get all of the information. We have some things planned. We do have a trip to Europe planned. We have a trip to London planned, which we are certainly hoping will come off swimmingly. And some other things. We still are owing a trip to Toronto, right?
Well, you've got to get up to Toronto to see your cousins, Phil. You are long overdue for that.
I am. But my brother, Dara, may I just say...
This is very good news.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody who has made comment and has wished well. You guys are the best. My brother, Dara, is doing much, much better. He is awake. He's alert. My sister, Marianne, messaged me. She said that he is his old self, General.
Well, that means he's a cantankerous jackass.
Yes, but you know what? We'll take it.
Well, you know what? If even when they're cantankerous, it's good to have those people back.
It is. And it's not that Daryl went anywhere, but...
Where'd he go, Mr. Henry?
He didn't go anywhere, okay? Thank God. And we're very grateful for that. But he might have, you know. He was very, very sick, but we've got him back, and we are very, very grateful for that. So being here at the Redeemery, I don't know if... that had anything to do with it?
You know, I'd like in on this, Phil. This is Dr. Elcott. I'd like to say that even though I committed some carnal acts with Gloria Grover, even though...
Well, now, wait a minute.
No, no, let me say this. I must. Even though I have gotten angry, even though I've thought about tearing the head off a bat because you people have made me that angry, let me say that I feel that the peace that has been found here at the Elcott Redeemery has gone a long way toward helping your brother.
I would agree with you, and I do thank you for everything that you have done and everything, all of your thoughts and your prayers to Dara. It's been really, really good, Dr. Elcott. Thank you. And Margaret, you and...
Well, let's not get maudlin, all right, Phil, for God's sake. It's, you know, we're glad that your brother...
I'm not getting maudlin, I'm just saying, you know...
Well, I know you're burning up time. You were looking for Indian Summer. Now you got to go with Invisible Sun, which I don't think is as strong.
Yeah, okay. We thank you all for being with us.
Is that it, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, start loading the car, man, okay? From the Elcott Redeemery here in Northern California, on the Big Sur Coast, this is Phil Henry along with General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Dr. Ed Elcott, Dean Wheeler, and of course Gloria Grover saying goodbye. We'll see you guys back in studio in Southern California for our Tuesday show. This is Phil Henry. So long. All day and it glows on.